All right, next up, Pastor Jerry Jones. Name and address.
My name is Pastor Jerry Jones. I'm one of the Magnificent Spiritual Seven and the Street Saints. I never knew that things like this could happen. I walked the streets of Fresno under the program that we have through the Street Saints trying to stop murder, violent. I worked on Chief Dyer's program for graffiti 5 years with all kind of threats. But all this changed January the 23rd. My son, my baby boy, 6'2", he and his girlfriend had an argument in front of my home. An hour later, the argument ceased. I got out of my pajamas, came out, brought him inside. We resolved the matter. An hour later, here come the police. Here's a big black guy with a little white girl, and I imagine this is what was said. I don't exactly know, but I could imagine. As soon as they turned the corner on McCaffrey, they jumped out the car, and they started beating on my son. I don't like this at all. I have support, Chief Dyer, in gang violence and in graffiti program, and I know in my heart that you are a Christian. Don't nobody claim that unless they are. You said it. I need something done about this. 7 charges on my child that has a college degree, never been in trouble, and was never asked his name or what was going on, just was thrown on the ground. I'm running up my street on a cul-de-sac, and they steady beating him in the side of his face. His head is flat on the ground. He's unconscious. And I'm telling the guy, do not hit my child no more. That's my baby there. I work for Chief Dyer. I'm on the graffiti program. I'm Pastor Jones, and I told him who I was. He continued to beat him. My child is out. Now I approached him because I wasn't going to let him kill my child. And I asked him, please take him up off the ground. He raised him up off the ground. My child said, I said, thank God he's alive. But when they raised him up, he had a glass on his eye. The side of his eye is fractured. His face was like this. There was no need for that. There was no need for it at all. He's a gentle giant. Never been in trouble. Never caused nobody trouble. I'm hurting in my heart. Chief Dyer, I know you're a good man. And I know you can't stand alone. You can't stand on this alone. You need our support. When are we going to be satisfied? When we be satisfied, when our people are treated right. White man, black man, Jews, Gentile, Christian, Protestant, we all will be satisfied, Chief. You got to help us with this. This is wrong. The same way they beat this guy on the street that we saw, imagine a father that can't help his child, and when you go to help him, a gun is pulled in your face. All I can do is cry and watch my child be beaten. What kind of father?
Thank you, Pastor Jones. I appreciate the sentiment. Your time is up. If you could wrap up, please.
Man, I'm telling you like this. It put a hole in my heart because I have put my life on the line for the city of Fresno in front of gang members, in front of kids that don't want graffiti erased off the streets. 5 long years and not a dime. This is volunteer because I'm concerned about everybody. This city, we need help. Give us help. Yes, we need an independent council. Yes, we do. We need somebody to help. Anybody that can help us resolve these matters and discipline be taken. Like, here's a child that never had a police record, got a felony, 7 charges on him. Where did the sexual battery come from?
Sir,
where did the deterrent officer
Pastor
come
Jones?
From? Where did the vandalism come from? Where's
Pastor
the possession
Jones.
Of marijuana? Where's all these charges coming
Thank
from?
Thank you, Pastor Jones. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're going to... All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. So we're going to go on to our next group. And again, if we can get through everybody, if there are people who want to speak again, we'll allow them more time. But we want to get through the first group, if at all possible. So I'm going to call up Rebecca Rangel, Juan Avita, Bishop Sims, Francine Farber and Yasmin Vinnie. Again, if you could please come forward and state your name and address for the record. And we're attempting to stick with the 3 minutes. Pretty much everybody's going a little over. I'm asking you to wrap up beginning at 3 minutes, so we're giving everybody a little bit of extra time. Okay.
Mayor Swearingen, thank you very much for this meeting. My name's Rebecca Rangel. Pronunciations are O-N-H-E-L, Rangel. I live at 130 East Harvard, 93704. Couple of suggestions. I'd like to begin by saying that having an IPA will be absolutely fruitless unless this person has absolute and complete transparency. What do I mean by transparency? I mean accountability. And what I mean by that is this individual has to be accountable to the entire city council. This person, maybe it's two people, needs to be able to report to a body in addition to the mayor, maybe city mayor, but absolutely city council. And not just one person. In addition to that, we need a volunteer community advisory, call it what you please, but a community body that this IPA reports to and works with, because in addition to working with the complaints and the lists that you provided for us, Mayor, there also has to be a relationship with the community. And of course, that would be volunteers as well. I mean, I could think of probably 50 people in this room that would love to do that. And it has to be a representative of Fresno, entire Fresno. Cultural competence is critical. I don't want another white person, no offense to white people in here, as an IPA. It has to be someone that's bilingual or has experience in working with cultural diversity. Otherwise, you get just a little bit more of the same. And speaking for myself, I'm a little bit tired, just a little bit saturated. The idea of the IPA, you know by now, is the whole idea of minimizing lawsuits against Fresno City. We've got better things to do with our money than to pay lawsuits. I mean, come on. Fiscally, it's just smart. Let's see here. I'd like to close by talking about a little bit about a conference I went to about two, three years ago, and it was with NACOL. For those of you that don't know NACOL, it's National Association for Civilian Oversight of Law Enforcement. And what a retired police chief said to me at this conference kind of stuck with me. And he said, if you want to know what kind of a PD a community has and or look at their behavior slash actions, look at their leadership, meaning the police chief. It's had a problem for several years. It's way past time for an IPA, someone that has transparency, community input, and last but not least, accountability to all of us. Good luck, Mayor. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, next up, Mr. Avita, Juan Avita.
Juan Avita, I'm a resident of 1619 5th Street, Southeast Fresno. Mayor, welcome. Congratulations. You have a position, and I hope you get to know a lot of us in the community. I say welcome because I've been working with people here for a while. Let me start first with the incident that occurred back there. And let me say, you said do not demonize people, causes harm, and yet people mention Obama, people in the audience snicker. Some of us, or maybe myself, don't salute the American flag for religious, political reasons, and people single you out already. You know, we say don't demonize people, but yet our communities have been demonized every day, whether we're black, Asian, Mexican, or poor white. And it's sad that it took a white man getting beat in North Fresno for this issue to bring all of you here. It's a damn shame. Why they gotta take that? Why? Because they made it on national television? That's a shame. That's a shame. That's a damn shame. My comments aren't directed at Chief Dyer. Chief Dyer, you've been there, and along with the 12,000 people we had out here for the Immigrants' Rights March, I asked you, can we take the top? Because you knew we had too many people out there. And you allowed us, and I thank you for that. That was great. My issue is not even directed at you today. My issue is directed at all of you. Some of you have been elected, and you've been asked to do a job. And the time has come This council has got to stop putting this issue aside. Mike Dages didn't even show up this summer when they could have voted on it. Henry Perez is not here. You people who sit up to represent us, but the longer you wait on this IPA, the closer this city gets to when it explodes along racial lines or whatever lines you want to mention, because people's ignorance about, I don't want my taxes raised. $300,000, is that what we're talking about? Try paying now $8 million. Yeah, that's when you're going to start seeing your taxes go up. So you either pay now or you pay later. Pay later. So for you on the council, let's get real here. We need an IPA. We need a serious IPA, an independent IPA. And it needs to reflect the community out there.
Sir, if you could direct your comments to me, I'd appreciate that. This is the form that I called. Thank you.
One last thing. As far as what this needs, you pretty much outlined a lot out there, and a lot of people have said a lot of that, you know, they've added a lot. I'm not going to say much other than let's have the council be a big part of this where they vote. And don't be afraid. We're not asking you to change allegiance from Republican to Democratic Party. That's not what we're asking. I could care less, Democrat or Republican. We're asking you to do the right thing. And avoid and avert this harm, okay? Thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you. Just a reminder that it is 7:25. We still have a lot of people who want to speak. We're going to go until about 8:15 or 8:20 tonight, but at some point we are going to have to cut it off. So thank you. Next up, sir, are you Bishop Sims?
I am.
Okay, thank you. And your address for the record, please.
Test one. I don't think I'm on, but anyway. To our president, the council, Sterling, and the council members, Madam Mayor, we are pleased that we have this opportunity to stand here. I am Bishop John A. Sims. I reside at 5812 West on McGill here in Fresno. I am not here as an individual. I'm here to speak for the local chapter 1048 for the NAACP. As an executive board member, to put our stance on record in terms of the IPA. We believe that the IPA notion should be abolished. We believe that we should have something similar to a citizens review committee. Two reasons why. Number one, economically, we all know the times that we are facing in terms of needed finances, and a citizen review committee could strongly help us and wouldn't be that expensive. And in terms of the qualifications, we do have people that are retired judges and other people who will serve the needs of that particular position. And also, we strongly believe that someone reporting to the council or the mayor or anyone in City Hall cannot be completely independent to the people who are writing the check. They will probably say some things that that person want to hear as opposed to what should be said. So in closing, we do not support the idea of an IPA, but we do support a citizens group who will serve the same purpose for less money. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bishop. Next up, we have Francine Farber. And again, just a reminder, if you could address your comments to me, the council members are here to listen tonight. But I'm the one seeking your input, so appreciate that.
My name is Francine Farber. I live at 707 West Fairmont in Fresno. And I'm also the president of the League of Women Voters, and I'm here representing them today. As you may have read in the Bee today, the League of Women Voters in Fresno strongly supports the position of independent police auditor for the city of Fresno. Thank you. There are many reasons, and you've heard most of them tonight, and I don't want to just take time to duplicate things that people have said already, but there are three elements of your very fine beginning plan that I'd like to add on. Some of them may have been said before also, but one, I do believe that that the independent auditor should automatically review officer-involved shootings or other actions resulting in serious injury or death. Two, I think you're listing that the auditor would give an annual report is probably not frequent enough, certainly for the beginning 2 or 3 years. I would like to see, at the very least, a semi-annual report for the first couple of years, and then we'll see how things go. And third, I have another comment. What could be part of the auditor's responsibility would be to reach out to youth in the community and teach them more about their rights and their responsibilities, and I think that would be a very important function for the auditor to have as well. I don't pretend to have done a lot of research on the subject, but I did Google independent police auditor, and up came the city of San Jose, which has a history of having an independent police auditor since about 1995 or 1996. And if anybody wants to look at it, it's a most interesting website with a lot of very good information about their processes and their staff and their procedures, forms, and so forth. I would also like to add a personal note here, and that is how anybody could not be in favor of an IPA after hearing the very personal and very moving stories tonight. I do not know. Thank you.
My name is Yasmin Finney. I live at 3908 North Root Avenue. And I'd like to thank the Madam Mayor for this opportunity to express my opinion and thank the council member and the community for coming out. I was personally invited out here to speak my opinion, and it's not quite what I expected, but I see that you all have made some progress for IPA implementation. I am in support of it. I have not did a great deal of research on it. I will share with you why I'm in favor of it. I had a past experience with a teenage son who had a head injury, who had been hit by a vehicle and been released from the hospital and was put into high school when he was not quite ready. But he was wanting to do that. And his eyes protruded, and his eyes glazed over. And he was accused of smoking marijuana and had ran away from school and was run down by a police officer about 250 pounds, and he was only 130 pounds. And beat in the top of the head, and his head was busted and taken to the hospital, and I was called from work. I was very concerned about that. I did file a report with the Internal Affairs, and it was found that the officer was not wrong, and I beg to differ on that. I felt like he used excessive force. I felt like that individual had not been trained. I had hired a civil attorney to help me through that process, and I believe had I not had that, I probably wouldn't have got that report through because he was very rude with me. I do agree that there should be someone in the community, Madam Mayor, to oversee that the IPA individual, whomever is appointed, is doing his job properly. Okay, I do believe that we do need some kind of quality tracking of how public service is administered to the police from the police department in our community. I will tell you that I have lived in probably every community in Fresno, in the poorest of communities, in the elitist of communities, and I do have to say that I have had some partial treatment from the police department and the sheriff department on my son's behalf. Because of where I lived. And then I've been in the poorest of neighborhoods and have experienced where I have not been treated fairly and had to call on their help. So hopefully that's helpful to you all. There may be instances where there may be some racial problems or whatnot, but I do believe that, if we all be honest, that it's more than that. It's not just, that's not just a problem. It's a little bit more in depth than that. Thank you.
Thank you, Yasmin. And again, just a reminder, start with your name and state your address for the record, please.
I'm Paul Hurlbut, 4701 West Swift, Fresno, California. My only suggestion is that the we're speaking of the IPA right now, the independent police auditor. Some thought should be given to wrapping this into a public safety auditor, because other organizations in the city, other public safety organizations in the city, could use the services of an auditor. And that's all that I have to offer for this evening. I'm in favor of an independent police auditor, and the framework looks like a good place to start. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Al Perry.
Good evening. I'm Al Perry, 8374 Chance Avenue here in Fresno. I'm sorry Chief Dyer isn't in the audience. I want to say I'm a firm supporter of Chief Dyer. I believe the Fresno police get it right 99% of the time, 99% of the officers, but there is 1% where people lose their temper and people are injured. I appreciate what Chief Dyer and the police have done to protect. I'm also the director of the VA Medical Center. Our veterans hospitalized, and they protect those patients and our armed officers at the VA. I appreciate that very much. I support the IPA based on my personal experience in my family. I had an adult member of my family injured by a police officer. In fairness, I will say it was in a large city bordering Fresno, famous for its safety. But the process is essentially the same. It is an internal police review. It is then a city-funded investigator. It is then the city manager. And then it is the city attorney. And not surprisingly, my claim was denied. The answer was procedures were followed. The advice to me was, final, perhaps most important, is the process really needs to be fair and unbiased and free of conflict of interest. And that, I think, is probably the most difficult challenge, because you almost have to structure it so that the IPA is not receiving a city fee or a city salary or city remuneration. Because once money comes to an individual from the city, there might be a built-in tendency to favor the city. So those are very difficult challenges, but I appreciate your courage, Mayor, in bringing this forward, and it certainly has my support. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
My name is Carl Hur. I live at 389 Long Glen. I'm here because I support the police independent auditor. Today, I still see a lot of problems at the police department, a lot of discrimination at the police department. I don't know why the past city council, they don't see that the police department had a lot of problems with people and with its own department going on every single day. We need change, like President Obama said, we need change. We need a police independent under to investigate people complain and to build the relationship between the citizen and the police. I'm here because I'm the victim. 2 years ago, the police, they arrested me. They accused me that I used drone. But in my life, I never used drone. But the police, they don't care. They don't listen to me. They just put handcuff cup on my hand, took me to Fresno police department. They took blood from my arm. After that, they drove me straight to the Fresno County Jail, and I'm very angry. I don't know why I feel angry, but I'm very angry. And 2 weeks later, I go to the Fresno police headquarters to get the result, this letter. The result show that everything is negative. I don't have alcohol, no drone, no nothing, negative. Today, I still don't understand why the police arrest me and put me in jail. All I know is discrimination. All I know is they don't lie to you. They do everything. They had the power. They do everything to put you in jail, send you to jail. I think something like this is not good. We need to change. We need a police independent auditor. And you, the official, you, the city council, the mayor, you had the power to fix it. If you don't fix it, in the future, more problems. With the citizens, the police, how people around the country, they're going to see and look Fresno. They're going to see that Fresno is a bad city. We don't have a good leader. We don't want that. We want people of around the country to see that Fresno is a peaceful city. We had a good leader. And tonight, we need a police independent under the, and we need change. Thank you.
Hi, name and address for the record, please.
Good evening. My name is Mai Somervu. Could you please repeat those names that you called earlier so I can have the ladies come up?
Okay, so it says, looks like Handy Vang.
Candy. Okay.
Zhang Vu.
Xiong Vu.
Chia Yang.
Chia Ya.
Richard Nieto.
Richard. I'm sorry. That's not one of mine.
It's in the group. Elizabeth might help with that one instead. Okay.
Jumbei on the Nananila and the 19 year high luna. Okay.
And then Vang Mi Zhang.
Vami, yeah. Vami.
Mua Vu.
Okay. Mua Vu. Nila Shen the Gu Kana. Mayor, I would like that to ask if since I'm translating for them, if they could have a couple of minutes extra then.
Certainly.
The 3 minutes.
Certainly.
Well, good evening, Mayor Swinjan and City Council members. Thank you for hanging out with us. Mayor, you are a woman of honor and integrity. You kept your word, and I want to honor you for that. You are my kind of a woman. Thank you for being here. I live at 8153 North Cedar. I've been a longtime civil rights activist for the Hmong community. And during the years that I have become an activist, I've seen enough. I would like to highlight a few cases for you. One of the cases, a resident lived in Clovis. Same address, same street, different town. His resident was wrongfully searched because the police department did not pay attention to the address, as they said. The police marched into his house, searched his house, turned everything upside down, arrested his son, took all the guns that was registered to him. I believe a couple of several bars were missing and several hundred of caches were missing also. Till this day, we have no concrete information as far as why they invaded the family's home. No justice was served for that family. Another case is this gentleman right here. The police department's SWAT team went into his residence at 1 o'clock in the morning, woke his entire family up. He has hearing impairment. The police officer allowed their canines attack his rib cage with 4 canine holes, black and blue, the next day. They did not bother to call the ambulance to the emergency room. He was laughed at. Till this day, no justice was served. Thank you. Tonight, I am connecting you with you, heart to heart. If you can see our heart in your hand, you will see blood gushing out. Tonight, you will hear voices, and not just words. They are cries from my community telling you that my people suffer racial profiling and discrimination for the last 30 years that we have been here. There is no need. We bleed like you. We love and we feel just like you. I'm a teacher, an elementary school teacher. I have learned unconditional love for all my children. Black, white, Mexican, Asian. As a police officer, you are asked to do the same thing for people you protect.